Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to everybody's favorite show. It is Indie Playground. I am your delightful delight, your empress of the night. And it is All Hallows Eve, a.k.a. Halloween, a.k.a. go to people, knock on people's doors and get free candy, a.k.a. little kids think they run the streets for the night. And adults, too. So, happy Halloween. I want to know your favorite Halloween memory, okay? Your favorite costume, your favorite memory. Who give out the best candy? What's your favorite candy? I want to know that. Send me a message here on the show page or email me at ipgradio@mail.com. Bring you the best in indie music like we always do. We are Indie Playground.
Laying it down.
We are back here at Indie Playground on All Hallows Eve. Guys, everybody that I know loves Halloween, okay? My best friend, my partner in crime, my boyfriend, everybody else, they love Halloween and horror movies, okay? One thing about me, I do not like horror movies, okay? And when I tell people this, they're like, why you don't like horror movies? I'm like, because I don't. They're like, you never watch Nightmare on Elm Street or Michael Myers or Pinhead or Chainsaw Massacre or this. No, I don't like blood, okay? I never watch any of those movies. I don't like horror movies. And I'm also the type of person, I don't like, you know how you go over and pull pranks on people and scare people and like, boo, no, don't do that on me. You're going to get punched in the face. You're going to get hit with something. You're going to get knocked the fuck out with me. I don't do scary, okay? I am a non-violent person. But I can get violent if you try to scare me, okay? We'll be right back here on Indie Playground.
Eruptions, combustions, destruction, no matter how you compose. about these teenagers. They decide to have a Halloween party at this.
And this is your favorite Halloween memory?
You said movie, right?
No, I said, what is your favorite Halloween memory?
Memory.
What's your favorite Halloween memory?
When trick-or-treating, I might have been about 4 or 5. And we were in my grandmother's neighborhood. In that neighborhood, they have like a lot of Victorian houses and a lot of houses that are like on hills. You might have to like walk up steps to like get to the house. So we had this one house. I may have told you this before, I don't recall, but anyway, I was walking upstairs to get some candy. Some kind of way, I like fell off the staircase. I fell off the staircase, and I was falling like head first, right? But somehow, during the fall, I flipped, and I landed on my feet. And the most impressive thing was, I didn't spill any of my candy. Yeah, that was what I thought of. I said, wow, that's an awesome thing. It didn't spill any.
This is Ifala Day, aka Ocean Blue
and Pink Dewberries,
and you're now listening to
Vixen on GRM Radio Network.
Guys, for more great music from our friend Barry International, I want you to go and check out his SoundCloud.com page, okay? When you go to the search engine, type in Barry International and listen to great music from rock to soul to blues. It's funk. It's great music, okay? Also, check him out here on your favorite show, Indie Playground.
Hi, guys. This is your girl, Vixen, and right now we are doing a show about your favorite holiday. It is, you already know, Hallow's Eve. I did like a phone interview with some people. I call random calls. So I want to get their opinion, their topic on the favorite Halloween memory. So I want you to keep on listening to everybody's favorite Halloween memory, okay? Also, I want to hear from you. I want to know what is your favorite Halloween memory, okay? I want you to email me at ipgradio@gmail.com. Excuse me, ipradio@mail.com. I'm sorry, I just got a new email address, so I'm getting kind of mixed up. Or if you always can email me at grmmusicsubmission@gmail.com, I will forever have that email address. But I get a lot of emails about the show. I get so many emails, so I'm like, hey, I need to do another email address. So that's what I've done. Also, you can chit-chat with me up in the chat room, or you can always, always, always leave me a message here on the show page, because I love to hear from you. So that's what we have been doing here at Indie Playground. Also, we have artist services. So if you need help in mixing and mastering and music and radio submissions and gigs and also social media, I can't express that more. Music has evolved a lot. So a lot of people look at your social media like Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook. You know, we do things like that as well. So, again, if you need help in any of this stuff, I want you to check out the link underneath the show page and get your promotions, your auto service, your music, and everything on. This is how we always do it here at Indie Playground, where we always here to help our indie artists, okay? So let's get back to some great music, some great memories here on Indie Playground.
give my homeboy a chance.
I don't want any trouble. Just get out.
Stand, John.
I feel sorry for your mother.
What you say about my mama? You feel sorry for who?
I don't want any trouble. Just get out.
I got a question for you, Mama. What is your favorite childhood memory of Christmas? I mean, not Christmas, Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah, what's your favorite childhood memory of Halloween?
Because my mom used to make sure we like a lot of them popcorn balls and she would make them on the front porch and put on the porch and we'd get away candy.
So
she loved it. I mean, Mama loved it. And I had a lot of, you know, those, like they used to those fucking.
Okay, let me ask you another question. What was what's the most your most memorable costume you wore when you was little that you remember?
Me wearing a costume. Back here at Indie Playground, guys. I have been playing some of my family and friends' best holiday memories, okay? Halloween holiday memories. And let me give you one of mine. I'm getting everybody else's, so let me give you mine. One of my favorite Halloween memories, it was back in the 80s, okay? They tell you I'm getting kind of old, okay? And I remember I dressed as Rainbow Bright. I mean, my mom had got me a little orange wig, and I had my little blue outfit, a little color rainbows, and I had like a little horse, know, with a horse on a, you know, the wooden pole, what have you. And there was Starlight, you know, Rainbow Bright Horse. So I was just hopping around the neighborhood and, you know, going trick-or-treating with kids in the neighborhood. And I ran across this girl who had the exact same Halloween costume as I did, but she didn't have a Starlight. Okay? So she came up to me like, who are you supposed to be? I'm like, I'm Rainbow Bright. She said, no, I'm Rainbow Bright. I'm like, you probably is Rainbow Bright, but I'm Rainbow Bright too. I said, if you're Rainbow Bright, you have Starlight. He said, well, I'm going to take your Starlight. I'm like, you're not going to take my Starlight. And then she tried to take my Starlight, and I hit her on the head with my candy. But my candy spilled out everywhere. And so I guess I was a bully because I wasn't a bully. But I'm like, see, she made my Halloween candy come out. I need to take hers. So I took hers. And then my uncle Frank and Uncle Levy went with me during Halloween. But at that time, I guess my Uncle Frank was talking to his friends and my Uncle Levy was talking to his friends. You know, it's a big group of kids. So, you know, it was adults with us besides, you know, family members, what have you. And this girl, she ran up and tell her cousin that I took her candy. I'm like, she made me spill my candy in the water because it rained a little bit that day. So I feel like she made me spill my candy. It's only right for me to take her candy. Then she had got an attitude with me. Then my uncles came in. So let's say I started a kind of a confrontation on Halloween, okay? That was my most memorable Halloween.